Defence ties in Afghanistan will be under discussion on Hillary Clinton's final day of her Australian visit. The US Secretary of State and the Defence Secretary Robert Gates will meet their Australian counterparts Kevin Rudd and Stephen Smith this morning. Voters in Burma have responded to an opposition call to boycott the first elections there in two decades. Turnout in some areas was reportedly as low as 35%. Democracy advocate Aung San Suu Kyi's opposition refused to take part in the poll, calling it a sham. And there are reports around this morning of problems with three more of the engines of Qantas planes. Two have been removed from the wings for closer inspection. Qantas won't say what the problems are, but it is bad news for thousands of passengers stranded as the airline reorganises its schedules after problems with the A380. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission will be given the power to prosecute banks that try to profit from exit fees. This is part of the government's financial law reforms that will be announced later this week. The banks charge customers up to $900 to switch their home loans, but there are reports this morning that at least some of the big four are set to dump the fees. Barack Obama isn't satisfied with the pace of Pakistan's fight against terrorism inside its borders. Speaking on the second day of his Indian visit, the US president says progress isn't as quick as he would like. Many Indians aren't happy that the US continues to supply weapons to Pakistan, but the president is defending his policy, saying America is working with Pakistan's government to stamp out extremism.